This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. How many times has this sound awoken you early in the morning on a Saturday or Sunday and left you cursing the owner of the car? Now imagine that happening all over town, dozens of vehicles. That's what happened in Austin, Texas late last month before police arrested the person responsible, who was 20-year-old Omar Ramos Lopez. He was arrested yesterday and slapped with computer intrusion charges. Turns out he was using his home computer to set off alarms all over the city, and that's not all he was doing.
Whacking the cars with the computer.
No.
He was using the...
Yeah, he was sitting at home causing the alarms to go off, and that's not all he was doing.
Freaky.
John Abel has been reporting on this story for Wired.com. John, welcome back.
Good morning.
So he went further than setting off alarms from his computer. What else did he do?
Well, the purpose of this sort of technology is to disable the car. This is put on cars that people with a very dodgy credit agree to have in order to get the car. And the point is, if you don't make your payment, you can't start your car. So that's what you can do with this stuff.
So he sat at his computer in his regular old web browser, and
yep.
Because he had the password, he was able to not just set off car alarms, but immobilize these cars. The owners couldn't start them.
That's correct. Using the technology for exactly what the technology is meant to do, although he wasn't authorized to do that anymore and was using someone else's account. That's
why did he do this?
He was the proverbial disgruntled former employee, and he managed to convince a soon-to-be former disgruntled employee to give him his credentials. His account had been canceled, but he just thought he'd get a little payback to the company that fired him.
Okay, please tell me, John Abel, if I'm justified in being a little bit worried about this whole thing. I also hear commercials from OnStar that says they can remotely unlock my car, and it makes me nervous that somebody from some computer screen in some other state even could be messing with my vehicle.
Well, if you have dodgy credit and you don't make your payment, you have every reason to be worried. But both these kinds of things and the OnStar thing are sort of opt-in. They are opt-in.
Right.
And OnStar is actually a peace of mind sort of comfort service, because it's used to do things like open your car if you can authenticate that
you're locked out
over the phone, right? And to slow your car down if it's been stolen, so you have a slow speed chase on the highway. Rather than never seeing your car again. And, of course, OnStar is the company that says we can find your car, we can locate your car if it's stolen. So same technology, same idea, totally different demographics.
There's nothing to be worried about in this technology that lets people remotely mess with my vehicle.
It's people that mess with technology, with people.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that, pal. That's scaring me.
Well, it's not in your car unless you agree to have it there.
Right. That's true. Yeah. But the future will be we won't know it, right?
I doubt very much that the car industry, which is already desperate to get your business, will do anything to sabotage that.
Good point.
Okay, John,
good point.
John Abel is the New York Bureau Chief for Wired.com. He's talking about this case in Austin, Texas, where a disgruntled employee, basically that's what he did. He was ticked off that he got let go.
And he remotely...
He remotely not just set
on.
The car alarms, but imagine walking outside to go to work and, you know... Your car doesn't start. And it's some guy sitting, you know, in his
Poltergeist.
T-shirt.
I saw that movie.
It wasn't a poster guy. It was Omar Ramos Lopez messing on his web browser. It's a weird story out of Austin.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.